You've seen the ads, and you've seen the emails. Today, you're going to get the truth about weight loss plans on the internet and why they are so prevalent. Plus, we have a great listener email and much more on episode number 85 of Fat to Fit Radio.
Welcome to Fat to Fit Radio, your source for real weight loss solutions without the hype. And now, here are your hosts, Jeff Ainsley and Russ Turley.
Hello and welcome to Fat to Fit Radio. This is the first show of 2010, and I hope everyone had a great holiday season. And Russ, I'm just noticing that maybe you had a bit too much of a good holiday season. I'm looking here at your weight. Do you want to explain to the listeners what's happened here?
I would love to, Jeff. You are correct. I had a very, very good holiday. It was many parties. Actually, the last party I had was just on January 2nd. We had a little get-together here at home, and so the partying continued here into the new year, and my weight, I am up a couple of, just a little over a pound because of it. And actually, you put in here in our show notes, which I did not realize until you wrote it here, this was the same weight I was 6 weeks ago. That's a little disheartening, but my weight in this week was 228.
So how are you with your goals this week?
Overall goals, probably eating about a 5 out of 10. Exercise, though, about a 3 out of 10. I've been doing some home improvement projects, and that's pretty much replaced any time I had to do some exercise. So that's kind of where it's really come in. And then motivation for the week, you know, I'm looking forward going forward here, and I'm going to give it about a 6 out of 10 because I'm still motivated, and it's going to come off again. But, you know, it's back up a little bit, a little backslide. And if you looked at it, this same time last year, it's a cycle. I like to indulge over the holidays.
Well, I think that's true for everyone. And I think as long as year after year, you are a lighter weight consistently, you know, for the last 2 years, I think that's still successful. And I know you're going to hit your goal this summer, and it's a brand new year. We've got new goals set for this year, and I'm sure you're going to be successful.
Yeah, I'm not depressed about it. Just know I know where I am, and I know where I'm going forward. So we're going to put it behind me and go on towards that that goal in July. But let's get into our first email here. And we got a great one from listener Andrew.
That's right. This first email came from a listener who has truly succeeded in weight loss. He has kept off his weight for 8 years. And he's obviously been eating, exercising, and living as the thinner version of himself for those last 8 years to keep it off. He gives a lot of advice in his email, you know, about the things that he's discovered along the way. And we are going to read his entire email here. And we truly believe that if you want permanent weight loss success, you should follow or model after successful people. And this email is just a perfect example. So without further ado, this is from Andrew.
Hey guys, I've discovered your show about 2 weeks ago, and I've been burning through all the old episodes. I think I like it because you seem to believe and promote many of the same things that helped me lose about 60 pounds during 2001. I've kept it off since then, and I'm probably in the best shape of my adult life. I'm 6'3" and was 260 at my heaviest. I'm right around 194 right now, and I think I'm looking good. Your show got me thinking about the various things I've learned and used to help me over the last 8 years. I'm not sure if you're really interested, but I wanted to share it with you as I'm really impressed with your show and how well it works for the regular guy who's trying to get in shape.
And he continues, anyway, here are some things that worked for me. And this is the list that's really important. Don't go on a diet. Change what you eat. If you go on a diet, it implies that you'll eventually go off your diet. If you simply change what you eat, you will never be on or off a diet again.
Don't punish yourself for a bad day or a bad weekend or even a bad month. We all bounce around, but just make sure the good days outnumber the bad. Remember, you're not going to lose it all today, but nothing is stopping you from making today a good one, even if yesterday was a bad one.
Find foods you like and that are good for you. If you do this, you'll never, or at least rarely, say, I can't have something. And it's those thoughts that lead to cheating. The key is to be able to say, I'm really looking forward to this turkey burger, and not, man, it sucks that I can't have those chicken wings. When I'm watching a game at home and want junk food, I pop some veggie corn dogs in the oven. Veggie corn dogs might not sound that great to you, but they taste just like the real corn dogs and satisfy my junk food craving. Find what works for you.
Keep some safe foods and desserts on hand. If you have something that you like and is good for you, you're way less likely to go buy something bad for you. The Biggest Loser Cookbook is great for safe desserts. Check it out.
And here's one that we've all heard a lot of times. Drink a lot of water. We often think we're hungry when we're really thirsty. Water helps keep your metabolism going and will make you feel full. You'll never believe how often I have to use the restroom at work, though.
Sometimes limiting the downside is really important. Maybe going out for pizza isn't actually good for you, but if you get it with veggies, have them hold half the cheese, it'll be way better than the full cheese with sausage and pepperoni. That way you can go to the pizza place with your friends without ordering a salad and feeling like the guy on the diet.
Eat with someone. It's way easier to cheat when you're by yourself. Eat with friends that know you're trying to lose weight and you'll stick to your healthy lifestyle. I find this now works even with strangers who just happen to be around.
That's a good one. Next one is simple things count. Turkey burgers are great, but make sure to say no butter on the bun, please. Little things like cheese, bacon, or other high-fat toppings on your sandwiches and salads really add up. Honestly, you don't really taste them, so why waste the extra calories?
Take pictures. I know that fat people don't want to take pictures in their underwear. Do it. Trust me. 60 pounds from now, you'll thank me. I didn't do this, and I really wish I had.
Get a body fat scale, but don't be chained to it. Trust your eyes and your pant size, but use the scale as a reference point. I track my weight and body fat percentage in an Excel spreadsheet, actually daily burn now that I learned about it from your show, more as a guide than as a target or goal.
Lift weights. Muscle burns fat even when you're sitting at your desk. It also helps you look better in your new body. The numbers on the scale might not tick down as fast as you want, but the added muscle is well worth it.
Get your fat clothes tailored. Losing weight can be expensive. If you've lost enough that your pants and shirts are hanging off of your body, take them to the tailor. $150 spent there will go a lot further than buying brand new pants and shirts. And that's a good one I hadn't thought of, Jeff.
And that goes along with the next one. Wear clothes that fit. Fat guys wear big shirts because they think it'll hide their true size. Amazingly, wearing smaller shirts will make you look skinnier. It's true. I used to wear XXL when I was 6'3", 260 pounds. I'm now wearing size medium, and I'm 6'3", 195 pounds.
Don't be judgmental of others. It's shocking to see my friends go out and order a bacon double cheeseburger and waffle fries when I order a grilled chicken sandwich, no mayo, cheese, or butter, with a side salad. Still, you have to remember that you're the one that's changed your lifestyle, not them. You can offer suggestions when they ask, but don't try to guilt them into following your lead. I have to confess that I'm not real good at this, but I'm trying to get better.
That just reminds me, I'm in a podcast group here in Calgary, and we meet once a month, and when anyone starts eating, they always look at me and feel guilty because they're eating unhealthy stuff. It's just a funny thing. I never say anything to them, but they know about the show, and they just get really self-conscious. But moving on, he has another point here. Look in the right place for your weight loss. We all want to lose our gut, but it might not be the first place you lose weight. Look at your upper arms, your thighs, or most likely, your face and neck. It can be a little demoralizing to work hard and not see any results, but it might be that you're just looking in the wrong place. Go back and look at some of the fat pictures, and you'll probably see you now have a thinner face.
And he finishes up here. Well, there are a few things that I learned. Feel free to share them if you think others might find them helpful. Thanks again for a great show. I'm always happy when I see a new episode appear in my iTunes. And he has a PS here. I really liked it when you said it's not the weight you gain from Christmas to New Year's that's the problem. It's the weight you gain from New Year's to Christmas. I love that one and have repeated it several times. Funny enough, Jeff, I lived it this year.
That's right. You're living the dream, Russ. Well,
that's it. Not.
Okay, I just wanted to say that we get a lot of email where people tell us all about their greatest diet that's worked for them, or the new superfood that is just melting the fat off them, or the latest fat burner pill or supplement that has helped them lose weight. I don't consider someone successful at weight loss until they can prove that they can keep the weight off. I don't care if you lose 30 pounds in a month. Show me in 3 years that your weight hasn't fluctuated more than 10 pounds during those 3 years, and I will personally consider you a success. And I'm just thinking, of the thousands of emails that we've received in the last few years, we have never received a single one where someone has kept the weight off and has thanked a diet, a superfood, a fat burner, or even any supplement for their weight loss success. Let me just rephrase that. People who are currently losing weight or have just hit their goal weight constantly tell us about what diet or program they followed and how quickly they got there. But the people who have successfully kept off their weight in the long term have never, ever mentioned any of these things as part of their success. They all give us advice very similar to what Andrew gave. And I think this is a very important thing for people to understand as to why we have always been sticking to our guns about doing a lifestyle change to that of the thinner person, and we've never caved in and changed our advice to tell people to eat, you know, really low calories.
Yeah, and lastly here, I just want to thank Drew for taking the time to put together this list of 15 items. I mean, he had to take a tremendous effort. I mean, he just sat down and wrote this just to share with us and with all of you. We got a few of these that are just incredible. We've shared before. And just want to thank again, Drew, for creating a great list that we could share.
Yeah, thanks again. You don't realize how many people are going to find this really inspirational.
All right. If you'd like to get your comment or question to us, there are a few ways you can do that. The first one is by leaving a comment on the website at fattofitradio.com.
Or you can send us an email to podcast@fattofitradio.com.
Third way is to leave a voicemail by clicking on the Call Me button over on the website, fattofitradio.com.
Or you can join our support group at fattofitsupport.com.
All right, Jeff, let's get on to the web report. What kind of story do you have for us this week?
Well, the site that I'm going to talk about today, I've seen in a couple articles from mainstream media, and it's called healthywage.com. The thing about this site, get paid to lose weight. If you sign up with this site and your BMI is over 30, if within 1 year you reduce your weight so that your BMI is 25 or below 25, they'll pay you $100. Now, the sponsorship is through advertising and different sponsors, so it won't be entirely free, but they have some other contests as well. If you give them $300 and then you achieve your BMI of below 25, you'll get $1,000 back. So if you put in a little bit of money, you'll get more back. Now, I was pretty skeptical about the site when I first saw it, but it has been in a lot of mainstream media. And if you go for the free account, hey, if you can get $100 just for losing some weight, now you do need to have a BMI over 30 to participate in this, but it seems like here's another way where you can get some motivation. And that website, again, was healthywage.com. What do you think about this, Russ?
Well, you know, if you're going to lose weight anyway, you might as well get paid for it, even if it's just a little bit. So that's cool.
I mean, there is a lot of tracking that you have to do, and you do have to get your weight verified by your doctor at the start and at your victory weight, what they call it. But if it's going to help motivate you, every little bit that you can use as motivation to get healthy, I think this is a good idea. And I would suggest people check it out. You know, at least sign up for the free challenge.
Though even, you know, having to pay $300, is it, well, you're going to lose it if you don't lose the weight? Is that it? That's a really huge motivation.
But one thing I'd like to point out, to get in on this for this year, you have to sign up by January 20th, 2010. So most people have about 10 days after this show comes out to sign up for this year's challenge. So Russ, what do you have for us this week?
This week I have a website that's run by the United States government. It's called myfoodopedia.gov. And if you, you know, if you look at the food pyramid that the United States government puts out, you don't know, say, if you go to a restaurant, what this particular food, is it in the milk group? Is it in the grain group? Is it a vegetable? Are these beans and meat, or is it vegetable, you know, whatever it is. How much of each item should you put in each group? And if you're trying to, you know, do three servings of vegetables, how much is this vegetable soup going to give me? Well, this gives you an idea. You put in the item that you're eating, and it will tell you how much. I've got 1.5 ounces of grain here. I've got a chicken enchilada that I put in with sour cream and salsa. This happened to be part of my additional 1 pound and plus from the Christmas season. The grain group, 1.5 ounces. A vegetable group, 1/4 cup. The meat and bean group, 1.5 ounces here. And one enchilada was 236 calories. And this was a neat little thing. It gives the extras. This is the solid fats, the added sugars, and the alcohol that they're mentioning on the website that you should avoid. And that is 52 calories out of that 236. So it's very interesting because you can also take two foods and compare them. If you're like, okay, I might want a taco, I might want a burrito. What am I going to be getting in these food groups if I get one or the other? And so it's nice to compare two items. And so check that out. It's at myfoodopedia.gov. And there's a second thing just on the same website. I found it very interesting. It was mypyramid.gov. They're all related. They have two sets of podcasts. One are some audio. They kind of give short little informational tips on eating well. And the second were some videos, and those were kind of cheesy, but you know, had some good information in them as well. And we'll put links in the show notes to all those items. That's going to do it for the web report. And now, Jeff, what do we have for our feature section?
Today's feature section is all about losing weight on the internet and the products that are out there. It is a new year right now, and many people have set some great goals with solid action plans, and they are ready to go out and put their money down on something or anything to prove to themselves that, hey, I'm going to buy something to help me achieve my fitness goals. That is awesome. I have no problem with people making purchases that will help them with their goals. I have purchased many programs and products over the years in January, mainly from infomercials. In fact, I still have a couple weight loss programs that I purchased over the years, and even a ridiculously expensive juicer that promised to allow me to do one-arm push-ups when I turned 75. Because the vast majority of our listeners are internet savvy, and I'm assuming this because you're listening to a podcast, this is a very important topic. There is a whole world of health and fitness related products and programs out there on the net that are being marketed to you. Just like in the real world, some of these products are total garbage and a waste of money, and some are pretty good and can deliver at least some of what they promise. The purpose of this section is to teach you how to evaluate a fitness or diet-related product that is being marketed to you on the internet. I guarantee that for more than 90% of our listeners, you will learn some new and very surprising things. When most people hear about a product in the real world, it is fairly easy for people to research that product on the internet. However, when you hear about a product on the internet and then start searching on the internet for reviews and more information about that product, it will simply not work. For example, there may be a new diet program out there, and you will spend hours researching it and literally find hundreds of websites and blogs that rave about it. When you end up buying it, you just may discover that it's only a 3-page pamphlet. I'm going to explain why the internet world works so much differently from the real world. I'm going to reveal to you the secret marketing techniques that the diet and fitness industry uses to manipulate you to purchase. Now, this may sound like I'm against people selling fitness-related products, but I'm not. Many people make a full-time living selling these products. The diet and fitness industry is in the billions and billions of dollars of annual revenue. The problem is, there's so much competition that the products that people end up purchasing are really the best marketed and advertised products. Just like in the real world, but on the internet, there are many more creative forms of advertising. So, let's get into it. First of all, there are two main ways that you will be exposed to commercial items on the internet. The first way that we are all familiar with is direct advertising. We are so used to seeing ads on web pages that most of us can now block them out. What I really find annoying is when you go to read some sort of top 10 list and each item is on a different page and you have to click to see each item. The only reason that they do this to you is so that they can display more ads on each page that you have to click through. Most of the ads that you see on the internet are automatically generated based on what is on the web page itself. If the web page has an article on diets, all of the ads will be diet related, for example. And like I said, most people are familiar with seeing all of these ads, and really, it's no different from the ads you see on TV or in magazines. There are now many podcasts, just like ours, that are accepting advertising, and you're now starting to hear ads just like on the radio. We don't have ads on our show for the simple reason that everyone who has approached us wants us to peddle total crap diet supplements or quick weight loss programs, and we won't support a product that we don't believe in or fits in with the show's philosophy. Now moving on, the second way that people get exposed to products on the internet is through what is called affiliate marketing. The vast majority of all fitness and diet products that you will find on the internet are sold through this method. Affiliate marketing itself is not evil. It is a very smart way of doing business, but it has become so popular and lucrative that it creates a total distortion field around most products, especially diet and fitness products. So let me first explain what affiliate marketing is on the internet by giving you a simple example of one that most people would have seen. Amazon.com has one of the largest and most popular affiliate programs. It works very simply. Let's say that on your website you have a list of your 5 favorite books, And when people click on those links, it takes them to Amazon.com where people can buy those specific books. If that person ends up buying that book from Amazon, you receive a commission for referring them to Amazon. They pay you for sending people to their site and purchasing. And in fact, in most cases, you will receive more money than the author will receive for the purchase of that book. That is why on so many of the authors' websites, they will ask you to click on the Amazon links from their site when purchasing their books. It's kind of turned the book industry on its head. And it's not just books. Affiliate programs are everywhere on the internet. If you're trying to sell something, what they do is they get other people to do the advertising for them. And then they only get paid if they send a customer to them who actually purchases. It is great for people trying to sell products. Take a look around when you're surfing on the internet. What you need to do is go to the bottom of a website's homepage. There's usually a link that says affiliates. If you click on it, this will usually take you to a page that describes how they will pay you for referring people to them. Not all sites will have a link at the bottom, but there still may be an affiliate program for that site. There are now companies that will run affiliate programs for companies and individuals. So this seems pretty cool, but let's get really specific about the diet and fitness industry. I'm going to use a company called ClickBank as an example here, and their address is simply clickbank.com. This is an affiliate marketing company where anyone can sign up and start promoting products. They boast on their homepage that they have tens of thousands of affiliate programs and that they have paid out over $1.4 billion in commissions. You don't even need to have a website of your own to make money. Once you sign up, you get a little code that you can add to a link that goes to a website that you're promoting. You can simply purchase ads on the internet yourself. And if someone purchases after they click on your ad, you will get paid. Now, there are many companies on the internet that have affiliate programs. I'm just going to use the ClickBank.com example. And if you want to follow along, you can go to ClickBank.com, sign up for a free account, say that you want to promote other people's products, and then just filter for the health and fitness category. I'm just going to use this as an example to give you an idea of what this fitness industry is really like. What you will see if you are at ClickBank and you've filtered their products, you're going to see a list of products all sorted by popularity that you can promote. All of the top 30 products in this list pay 75% commission of the sale price to whoever is promoting it. On many products, you will also get a commission on any recurring billing. The funny thing is, you will see almost every single weight loss product that you have ever seen advertised or talked about on the internet in this list. I'm sure that our listeners will be able to recognize every single weight loss product in the top 20. The top four products in this list are all diet related and all pay out around $40. They also claim that over 90% of people who click on your link and go to the site will end up purchasing. One of those products claims that their top affiliates sell over 100 products per day. Do the math. That's over $4,000 in commissions per day. By the way, number five of the most popular health products, well, it's going to help you grow your penis. We all know that isn't possible, but if you can make a living promoting it, you know, most people don't care. Now, I can read your mind right now, and I know what you're thinking right now. No, I'm not talking about the guys who are thinking about the penis enlarging product. I'm talking about the rest of us that are thinking, why don't I just sign up for an affiliate program and then buy the product myself and end up paying only 25% of it? Well, unfortunately, everyone thinks of it, and there's a minimum number of products that have to be purchased from different geographical locations around the country before you can earn any income. I thought of that one too. So, what are people doing when they find out that you can make so much money promoting these health and fitness products, many of which are just pure garbage? Well, a number of things can happen, and I'll give you my top six things that I see all the time. First of all, these people are buying ads that appear on websites. If it costs you $5 every time someone clicks on one of your ads, but you make $40 90% of the time, how can you lose? That's why all the advertisements are everywhere about these products. Secondly, they are creating websites for the purpose of putting these links on their site. The vast majority of fitness and diet websites that you will come across are there simply to make money by attracting you to their website so that you'll see these links and click on them and hopefully purchase something. Many health and fitness podcasts out there promote these products right from the very first show. They build their shows around the most lucrative products that they want to support. The product comes before the actual show. And thirdly, why just create one website when you can create several? The articles that are on these sites are horrible and obviously written by people who have no experience or knowledge in the fitness industry. Mostly you're going to find top 5 or top 10 lists of painfully obvious suggestions. We even catch sites that copy and paste articles off fattofitradio.com and pretend that they wrote them. Now, the fourth thing that people do once they discover how lucrative promoting health products are is they create fake reviews of these products to increase sales. The sites that make the most money promoting health and fitness products right now are all fake review sites. This is extremely common for all of these diet plans and diet supplements. So you could create a site that reviews the top 20 diet programs out there. To appear balanced, what you would do is you would give some poor reviews and some good reviews. And of course, the diet plans that you would give the best reviews to, those would be the ones that you'd make the highest commission off of. But you would win no matter what. You would have affiliate links on every single product that you review. This is such a common practice right now on the internet that you can't take any review seriously about a fitness or diet product anymore. Now, the fifth thing that happens, and I find this really sad, but people create a personal weight loss blog and then attribute their weight loss progress to the products that they list. You can even say that you learn quite a lot from each of these different products and suggest that people try out a whole bunch of them. This, unfortunately, is becoming quite common. I find a lot of personal weight loss blogs really engaging, and I hate to see ones that turn out to be fake once you start seeing all of these ads appearing on the sides and them talking about crap products. It's really a sad thing. The sixth thing that happens, and this is where the pros come in, they create a really good website or podcast that gives out just great, awesome advice. The big thing right now is for these sites to collect email addresses. How they do this is they offer to send out newsletters through email. That's the most common way. They continue to give great articles and advice through the newsletters, and as they grow in popularity, their email list grows. A little later on, they'll start to mention affiliate products in their newsletters. And they don't only get commissions when someone purchases, they also get paid a commission based on the size of their email list when they include the product in their email newsletters. If you click on some affiliate links at the bottom of web pages right now, you will see that they want information on your list. What they're talking about is the size of your email list. So this is the reality of weight loss and fitness products on the internet right now. Just because something is being promoted through an affiliate program does not mean that it's garbage. Of the top 20 products that are at the top of ClickBank's health and fitness popularity, I would say that two are good programs. One of those products is from Tom Venuto, who we had on the show twice, and our philosophies match up pretty close. So about 10% of the products are good, and in my opinion, all of the most popular products right now are total garbage and are only popular because of slick marketing and affiliate marketing. The top-selling diet program on the internet right now will not even give you the price of the product until you give them your email address. Now, in this particular product, if you give them your email address, they will tell you the number one most overlooked fat loss eating secret and tell you about a magical exercise that will allow you to burn 3 times the fat in half the time. That is sure a lot of hype that plays to people's desires to get a quick and easy solution. So how do you know what is a good product on the internet? Well, you can't rely on what you discover on the internet. You are left with using your own skepticism and common sense to evaluate these products. If they claim to have any sort of secret that they will tell you, or a revolutionary new discovery, or an easy and quick way to lose weight or get in shape, or in other words, if it sounds too good to be true, it is. So hopefully I've opened up people's eyes to the marketing machine on the internet. No matter how good a product is, there is so much machinery behind it and people trying to make money that you really can't find things often that are honest. But to end this off, once in a while, there can be a diamond in the rough. If you find a product out there that you find beneficial and is not all hype and offering miracle solutions, let us know and we'll take a look. But please don't send us emails with hidden affiliate links. that is really what got us started on this topic in the first place.
You know, Jeff, we get so many comments that, you know, you look at them and you read them and they come out just a little bit too slick, you know, something just a little bit too polished. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you copy that comment or email into Google, you'll find probably, you know, a dozen, two dozen, maybe hundreds of the same comment on multiple websites and blogs around the internet. And, you know, it's these affiliate marketers, and they just trying to get you to click on that link to they might get a sale. And it's hard to find a decent product.
Yeah, I kind of think of this as the scummy side of fitness and weight loss on the internet when we get a lot of this stuff. But I guess that's just the reality of marketing right now on the internet.
Well, you know, with 67% of the population in the U.S. that's overweight and obese, there's a large market. That's 2/3 of the country. So, you know, they're going to get a lot of sales. And unfortunately, it's, again, with this sleazy kind of techniques.
Well, let's sell our listeners something totally free. How about a recipe, Russ?
All right. Well, this week we have one. Actually, it's included in a video at bodyrock.tv. That's actually, the link is over on YouTube as well. But it is a little video podcast by Zuzana Light and her husband or boyfriend. I can't recall what he is. But they put together this video show once a day. And once in a while, they will share a recipe. And this one is healthy tuna salad recipe. And on this site, they use all real food. There's no weird ingredients. They're not, everything is very natural. And so this one in particular has no mayonnaise in it. And whenever I make a tuna salad, it seems like I'm always putting mayonnaise in it. And this one does not have it in it. So it's going to be a lot better for you. So check out the video. And, you know, you have to watch the video to kind of get the recipe, because there's no actual recipe written down here. So you have to check out the video and see what it's all about.
That's something I have to look at. I eat tuna pretty much every single day.
You are tuna public enemy number one, Jeff. I've heard that about you.
That's right.
All right. So, Jeff, what is our homework for this week?
Well, this is our first show in the new year, and it is a nice fresh start for everyone, including you, Russ. So the homework this week is to take pictures of yourself so that you can compare how you will look at the end of the year. This is something that most people don't do but regret later on, just like Andrew in our email. This is for you, not for anyone else. Take honest pictures with few clothes on. If you have a digital camera, just keep those pictures on your computer or hidden away where other people won't see them. Hopefully over the year, your feelings towards those pictures will change from unhappy or embarrassed feelings right now to feelings of pride from how far you've come to determination that you will never allow yourself to return back to how you look right now.
That's good. All right, Jeff. So what is our motivational quote for this week?
The quote this week is one of those that seems a little callous, but perhaps when you think about it, it does have some painful truth. And the quote is attributed to Fred Smith. You are the way you are because that's the way you want to be. If you really wanted to be any different, you would be in the process of changing it right now.
Yeah, I think that's a painful truth is an accurate way. Good, Jeff. Well, thank you, everyone, for participating in the show, for sending that great email, Drew. Really appreciate it. And again, all the show notes will be on the website at fat2fitradio.com. And that'll be under show number 85. So again, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.
Send your feedback or questions to podcast@fattofitradio.com. For more information on today's show or any previous shows, visit the website at fattofitradio.com. If you would like to support the show, leave us a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast directory.